Mark, you mentioned yesterday the Dallas game from last year. What do you feel like you can take away that you obviously had a great offensive game and maybe apply going forward?
Well, we don't want to over-evaluate it. We certainly have looked at it, but we've looked at it collectively with certainly their recent games and trying to put it all together. So there's some different matchups. There's some similar matchups. So we've done all of that. We've made it part of our breakdown, but certainly we haven't overvalued it either. I mean, it's a different team, some of the same coaches, but a number of different players. So
what did you guys do well?
Well, we were able to move the ball early in the game. You're talking last year.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, we had two good first drives. We were able to stay on the field offensively, keep Tony Romo off the field. It was still a highly competitive game into the fourth quarter. But we were able to throw it early, make some big plays. We had some explosive plays. End of the half, we got a big explosive play. We got a couple of seam routes to Brandon. We hit an outside lane throw to Alshon. We threw the touchdown to Alshon. So we were able to do a lot of different things. In the second half, we were able to stay on the field by running the football. We really ran it in the second half. We didn't run it quite as much early on in the game. That doesn't mean we won't this week, but certainly that's the way that game went down.
We talked yesterday, or I'd asked yesterday about Connie, and you said he'd be on the report today. But could you tell me what the process was?
Yeah, the basic process was he was evaluated for a concussion, and he was cleared. And then he had a situation with his eye. I'm not a doctor, so there's a situation with his eye, and we're still trying to get some clarity with that as we move forward, so he didn't practice today. I'm going to leave it to what it is. It's an eye issue, and it's still being evaluated, which is why he didn't practice. And I don't know all the technical terms, but that's where he's at today, and we'll see how this thing goes.
Mark, last week against Detroit, against Dallas, what gives you, a hope that you'll run the ball more against the Cowboys, and what is it that you see of their defense that gives you the idea that you will be able to run the ball more?
Well, I think that, people have run the football against them. You watched the Philadelphia game last week. They ran the football against them. That doesn't mean that that's the only thing you need to do or the exclusive thing we're focused in on. We're just trying to get some balance in our offense. So we got to take the mistakes we made last week and turn them into a positive this week. And, one of the things we know we have to do is we have to attempt to run the ball more. As I said to our team, we don't have to run the ball for 7 yards a carry. Running the football has a residual effect on a lot of different things. It helps your movement game. It helps your play action game. It does all those things. It gives your guys a chance to come off. We all know these things, and so we're going to try to do more of that. It's something we certainly want to do each and every week. We didn't get it done last week. We admit to that, and we have to move forward. And we got to get some more balance in our football. And part of that is to be able to run the ball, not just more effectively, but to allow it to be a balance with the other things that we do. We've got tremendous targets outside. We got three tremendous targets, and we got a very good running back, and we got to continue to work to try to balance all that out. And we get an opportunity to do that this week against the Cowboys. And it won't be easy, but it'll be something we're looking forward to. We're looking forward to the challenge of doing that.
You guys talk going into the bye week about establishing that balance a little bit better. Do you feel like you haven't achieved that?
I think we're always looking to get better. I don't think it has been the way we wanted it to be, but we're still pushing for that. We're making every attempt to do that, and this week gives us another opportunity to try to put it all together, and that's what we're focused on with this Dallas team.
Mark, this Cowboys offense has changed a lot in a year. Obviously, they kind of went to a ball control offense. Mm-hmm. What have you seen as the impact that's had? Maybe on their defense, on Tony Romo.
Well, it's had a big effect on Tony Romo. He's throwing the ball, much less than he has. They've got a whole list of runs, of different types of runs. They've got the line that they're able to do that. They're doing all different kinds of run game plays. It's helped their action. I mean, he's got 100-plus rating, which is excellent. He's throwing the ball less. Which is helping his football team. I think that's just the direction they've decided to go, and it's worked out that they've got more balance in their attack.
Aaron said something to the effect of, you know, you guys being down at 10 really shouldn't have prevented you from running the ball a little bit more in the second half. What was it then?
You know, I look at that, Dan. I think that's, you know, as I look back, there's a lot of different things that go into that. I think the only thing I can say is that we didn't run it enough. We would have liked to run it more. It didn't happen that way. And we've got to move forward to Dallas. I mean, we can have that discussion forever. You know, we need to run the ball more than we did. And the opportunity that we have against Dallas is to proceed forward and do a better job of putting balance in our attack, which opens up a lot of different things for us and has a residual effect, certainly, on the defensive line as you move forward in the game.
Marcus, you mentioned getting Dwayne Jay.
I didn't hear the start of the question, John.
You mentioned, you know, wanting to get Jay out of getting him different launch points and so forth. On that first drive of the third quarter, using the shotgun 11 out of 12 snaps, I mean, does wanting to get him out and more mobile, is that part of getting him out from under center? And does that limit, though, what you can do as far as...
It does, and we can run everything from under center that we run in the gun. We threw a movement to Marty. To my recollection, on the far side of the field, on a movement play that came out of the gun, so we have movement set up for that because it balances out our shotgun running game.
What have you seen from Rolando playing the week
yesterday? He's an excellent player. He's a relentless player. He's got length. He's got size. He's 255 pounds. He plays with a sense of urgency. We've seen a lot of good things from him. He really has been a great acquisition for their football team. No doubt about it.
Henry Melton's playing fewer, I guess, snaps, but making a bigger impact. He's got 5 sacks. So you're familiar, obviously, with what he does. What kind of impact have you seen from him, just the way he's used?
Yeah, just the way you said it, Mark. You know, they play him in spots. He's doing a lot of the things that he did. Early last year before he got hurt. He's running to the football. He's playing hard. He certainly loves to rush the passer and uses quickness to do that. And he's played well. Yeah, he has played well.
For him just to come back, even as an opponent, I imagine it's good. You know, you've got to feel good for a guy like that who had that tough injury and stuff like that. Just that he's playing again, I imagine.
Yeah, obviously, I mean, it's like any player. I mean, we wished him well. We want to see him be a productive player. We want to try to limit that production, certainly on Thursday night. But he's back to he's certainly very healthy and he's getting some production, you know, obviously, and it's something we got to contend with is, you know, they move people in and out very quickly there. They're rotating defensive linemen. They've got 7 or 8 guys they're rotating in there, and they're keeping them fresh, and they're playing with a sense of urgency, and he's one of those guys doing that.
Is that what's given Paya the opportunity, which he's taken a lot of the effort?
Well, he's making the most of it, and he's working, you know, each and every day to try to get better and impact our football team. He's out there working.
Anything else?
Mark, what stands out to you about their secondary?
They are moving people around. They're not just a 3-deep zone team or a 2-deep zone team. They're not afraid to play man-to-man coverage. They're moving coverage around into third down. There are multiple coverages. So, you know, there's a lot of confidence there defensively. Not just from a standpoint of keeping everything in front of them. There's confidence that they can go and match up and play man-to-man coverage against, you know, all the good receivers. So I think that's what stands out is, you know, 39, Carr is playing very well. On the other side, 26, forgive me, playing very well for him, very, very active, very athletic. Those two guys are competing at a high level. Church in the back end, really, really a good player, and box player as well, is making plays. So, and they're all playing with a sense of urgency. They're playing hard. I know statistically, you don't have that sense, but when you watch them play on tape, play in and play out, they're running to the football. They're playing very aggressively. They're not backing down to anybody, and they're playing confidently. So it'll be a great challenge for us.
Mark, where is Kyle Longo the biggest strides in his second season?
I think it's just understanding his position, better with his assignments, much more consistent with doing the right things on each and every play. He's still playing, you know, extremely hard. He did last year, doing the same thing, but I think more confident in terms of, you know, what his assignments are in each and every play, and then being able to adjust when the front changes or a blitz comes or a twist comes. Just working together with Garz and with Jordan, whoever happens to be on his side, but just much more play-by-play consistency without, you know, those one or two things where he'd break down last year just because of his lack of experience.
And we're seeing an added trust level, I assume, from you and the rest of the staff. And it seemed like he had a lot of one-on-one opportunities over the past couple of weeks.
He has, and he's matched up, you know, had one of his best games. You know, played against Sue when he was up against Sue. Really, really played well against him last week and stood up to, you know, that kind of pressure. But yeah, we have a lot of confidence in Kyle and certainly the way he's playing.
Mark, just to go back to something, wasn't asking before about, does the use of the shotgun, I know that doesn't restrict your movement plays, does it restrict your options in the run game?
It doesn't. I mean, we really can run every play from under center that we run in the gun. You know, we formatted, you know, things, you know, the way we call plays, the way we run the football, everything has a can be assimilated to the shotgun game.
Coach, 12 games into the season, what have you learned most about the offense as far as their progression this
our
season?
Offense,
yes.
You know, the thing that is what I've learned is that we haven't been a consistent offense. We haven't been able to put four quarters together. For whatever reasons, and they're multiple, as we've said, and so that's what we're trying to improve on, is to try to get us to play the way we did in the first series on Detroit, and really in the first series of the third quarter, we were able to come out and move the football down the field. We didn't finish the drive, but we moved the football down the field, and those are the things we haven't done, is to be able to sustain the football and finish drives and not hurt ourselves and getting ourselves out of field position where we can't get points, and that's been where we've been consistently doing that, and we're trying to overcome that. We get another opportunity on Thursday night.